G'day punters, and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, June 3. We have hit winter. I'm John Barker. Joining me, Joel Marshall, and after a big break, Carl Diorio. Welcome back, Carl. I don't need to ask you whether you are in front or behind on your holiday, because I know you're well in front. I hope you'll be able to get the listeners in a similar position today.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Good to be back. And we're back at Doomben when we didn't expect to be, but I'm sure it's going to play a hell of a lot better than that track called Eagle Farm, which maybe should be named Cow Paddock.
Eagle Farm, I guess everyone's breathing a sigh of relief except apparently Mick Bell, who is seething about the move of the Stradbroke. Anyway, not so much this weekend's meeting, but the Stradbroke meeting to Doomben. But Joel, no choice really, was there? It was just a question of where it was going to go.
Yeah, no choice really. You only got three or four horses in every race handling it, and the rest not. Can sort of see his point, you know. The big boys have arced up and said they wouldn't have taken their horses there. I bet they would have if the meeting was run. But, so shame for him, who's looking for a wet track, obviously. But, yeah, look, when you've only got three or four horses in every race and beaten margins 20, 30 lengths, it's probably the wise move to move it back to Doomben, and that may affect some horses in the Oaks this week and the Derby next week. Tighter track, 200 metres less. Certainly one filly in particular, maybe Anna Royale, perhaps not suited by that this week, but possibly others not suited as well.
Fascinating thing is, when the carnival's over, Doomben will take a pounding. Eagle Farm won't be ready. I know that there was about 8 or 9 horses reportedly suffer bad injuries on that Eagle Farm track, and they were caked with sand and everything like that. So it's just going to be fascinating in July, August, September. Where's the Metropolitan Racing going to be in Brisbane, and what sort of level, the standard we're going to expect? It's a bad time for the Brisbane industry.
They really should move some meetings to the Sunshine Coast. I can't believe they don't use that track more often on a Saturday.
They might even end up going further afield, having city meetings
Ipswich or
Rocky,
yeah.
Mackay. Anyway, that's all for the future. For this weekend, we have got an 8-race all-black type program, which we will take you right through at Doomben. And we kick off with race 1, the Brackenridge Tavern, the Phoenix, for 2-year-olds. Listed race, level weights, 1350 metres, Joel.
11 Italia Bella. She did a really good job for us a few weeks ago, running third at a big price. She's run two good races in stakes class to date. She's out of that good mare Pierre Tart, who won a Tats Tiara. And she was due to run in the size last week. Didn't get a run, but the 1350 here will suit. And this is an easier race. I think she can win from 4 Snitzer Peg, another horse that was left on the ballot for last week's size. He worked to the line well in Adelaide last start. 1 Pardo, unbeaten this prep, couldn't be doing any more. And 5 Magnifiter ran on well at the end of 1200 last start.
Pardo on top for me, number 1. Got back from the wide barrier and overran the rivals nicely last time. 3 from 3 this prep. Looks to have come back a better horse, and I think he'll be the one to beat. Giving number 9, Cabin Fever, a bit of a chance to maybe turn the tables. Good swooping efforts in the Ken Russell, and then last time behind Pardo from a wide barrier, but then has to contend with a wide barrier again on Saturday. But 1 on top for me.
The Juvenile Fillies step out in race 2. That's the JRA Bill Carter Stakes, over 1200, listed event, and they've all got 56.5, Joel.
4 Cellar Girl for me. She was impressive on debut. She then ran 4th to Hootson and then missed out in the Magic Millions behind that filly. She resumes here. She's had a trial. She won it under a hold. She's drawn well in gate 2. 1200 first up is the only slight knock, but she was really strong first start over 1,000. I don't think that'll be a problem. She's on top for me from 15, pretty fast, held up at a key stage. First start in New South Wales at Wyong and hit the line well once into the clear. 6, skate to Paris, blinkers on last start, ran really well. Should hold that form. And 13, Sweet Orphan, a bit of value for the multiples. Well-bred half-sister to Wurrum and Charnley River.
I've gone with number 6, Skate to Paris here. This was a runner-up to Pardo last time over the 1200 at Doomben. Stays at that distance. Look for Skate to Paris to race just up on the spell. Maybe a little bit closer from Barrier 3 as opposed to previous runs. I think we'll be quite competitive here. Important to note that 3 Cabin Fever has already been scratched from this event and runs in the first race.
Race 3 at Doomben on Saturday, City Property Services Spear Chief Handicap, listed event over 1630.
10 Heart of a Warrior for me. I think he can improve. He's had the 2 runs back. Forget the run last 8 days ago at Casino, 61 kilos on the wet track. That didn't suit him. much better placed here. He's got a good mile record, good record around Doomben, and likes firm tracks. Number one, Hyde Midnight. Well, he's been really well placed here at the weights with Burning Front, had 61 kilos at weight stage, didn't accept, and it's compressed the weight. So Hyde Midnight, certainly hard to beat. 13 Payroll ran on well first up, and Two Men of His Word, another one suited at the weights. He should improve second up.
Yeah, really interesting race, this one. There's a few knocks on a few of these runners. I'm going to go with 13 Payroll, whose last win came in the Class 1 at Cranbourne, but thought the first up run at Benchmark 85 level was good behind the Inform Maternal. Got back from Barrier 5 and was good through the line. Does indicate that it will appreciate the step up to 1600 here. This race, which was originally programmed for 1500, but I think that extra 100 metres will play in her favour. So I've got her on top from Two Man of His Word, 5 Hand Fast and 4 Berry Delicious.
Race 4 at Doomben on Saturday is the Pages Event Equipment Hire PJ O'Shea Stakes. Had been known as the Eagle Farm Cup, but I think they changed the name back to the PJ O'Shea Stakes even before they moved the meeting. But this one, over 2,200, and interesting fun fact, as I've written in Winning Post and Best Bets this week, the last time, and in fact the only time as far as we know, that the this meeting was run at Doomben was 2 years ago, and the Oaks was won by Winx, and this race was won by Werther, who of course just recently won his fourth Group 1 in Hong Kong and was the last year's Hong Kong Horse of the Year. Not sure there's any Werthers in this small field for the O'Shea Stakes, but there's certainly a few capable types there, Joel, who would deserve another Group 2 win.
Yeah, well, Werther was a three-year-old, and Garban's the only three-year-old here. He was a late entry for the race. I don't think he'll be figuring, but number one, Preferment on top. He will bow out of racing after Saturday. Look, this campaign's really been thwarted by the wet tracks. He had just a couple of runs in Sydney, and they gave him a bit of time just to skip the wet tracks there, and turned up in the Hollandale, ran well, was going to go to the Doomben Cup, heavy track there, so they scratched him. He's going well enough, I think, to win. Three High Church, sort of a newcomer to this weight for age level, but he's, you know, racing really well. He's going to be hard to beat. 5 Single Gaze and 4 Rudy, next best.
I don't mind 2 Cylinder Beach. He's probably 12 months away from achieving his best, but I think his recent efforts have been decent. He wasn't too far away in the Ajax and the Hollandale, and even last start in the Doomben Cup. Don't know if that heavy ground was all to his liking. Back on top of the ground should be better suited, and just might be a bit of a value hope in the 6-horse field. I don't want to really be put backing Preferment in his swan song as favourite, High Church. You know, he was good at Warrnambool, but he's been beaten in Queensland before, hasn't he, the short quote. And there's a few knocks on a few of them. So yeah, just going with Cylinder Beach, the one on the way through.
First leg of the main quaddy at Doomben on Saturday is the AmGro Lightning Handicap Race 5. 10.50 metre listed event, close to the heart of our colleague Tony Kneebone, who won it about 20 years ago, or 25 probably.
Look, a tricky race to line up. I've gone with the three-year-old filly Snitty Kitty, who's just going great guns this prep. They took her to Scone and she ran a really good race. The format of that's held up, finished second to Miss Debutant. Eckstein's come from behind her to win, so the form's good. She doesn't need to step up again here to take on the older males, but got her ahead of number 5, Prompt Return. Forget last run, it was a wet track. He's much better on top of the ground. 1 Felines, Class Mare. Does give a fair bit of weight away to the boys here, but she's a chance. And 11 Invincible Express, speedy sort. Gave a really good kick last start. Just got worn down by one who was in receipt of 5.5 kilos. She will give you a bit of a sight again.
I'm with number 14, Snitty Kitty as well. That was a great run at Scone from the wide barrier. Draws more favourably here. She does have plenty of speed, and I do like her down in the weight. So I've got her to beat 5 Prompt Return. It does look the main danger. As you said, Joel, forgive the last start run on heavy. Great win in the Bat Out of Hell, just coming through up along the inside, and ran quite slick time for the 900 and draws barrier 1 here. So should get a nice run through the field.
Race 6 at Doomben, second leg of the quaddy, Ascot Green Morton Cup, Group 2, 1200. Usually 1300, better known as the QTC Cup. Joel.
6 Splurge, who was very tight in the market at his Australian debut and just never got into the race. He was well back under pressure a long way out, and maybe it was the ground, maybe it was just Jungle Edge dominating from the front, and he half lost interest. But he's much better than that. We'll give him another chance at better odds. To beat 8, the Virginian, I thought he'd been trialling Ordinary, but he came out and blew him away first up off a hot speed. 1 Dothraki, Group 1 place, this track and distance, he'll run well, and 5 Federal. Finally, on a better track from a good gate. He's tested the patience a little bit, but I think he's well worth another go if you've been following him on Saturday.
I'll be having something on Attention, number 11 each way. Was close up in the futurity, beaten just a length by Blackheart Bart 3 starts ago at Wait for Age. And last up was resuming in the Gold Coast Guineas, ran fourth behind Savannah and Moore, drew a wide barrier that race, and had to race wide without cover for much of the trip. I thought that run had plenty of merit. It does take on older opposition here, but obviously gets in well at the weights, just on the minimum. This might be the sort of, you know, nice run in the QTC Cup heading towards a Stradbroke. No doubt 1400 will be even better for Attention. So just got it on top from an each-way basis. And I don't mind yesterday's songs, just at a bit of a price as well from the inside barrier. He stalked the speed or the leading division well down the straight. And closed strongly for second behind Tashby. He's going well as well. So 11 on top for me.
And the big one is race 7, third leg of the Quaddie, Treasury Brisbane Queensland Oaks. 2200 metres for three-year-old fillies at level weights, worth $500,000. Group 1, fun fact, 18 of the past 19 Queensland Oaks winners have finished top four at their previous start. That doesn't help you a great deal. It lets you knock out Invincibella, Mia Rosa and Lipstick Lover, so you've still got 16 there at this stage without any scratchings. Egg Tart comes into this with a similar profile to Winx, although Winx was only coming off one win and had a couple of losses prior to that. Egg Tart has unbeaten from four starts this campaign, but looking to become the first filly ever to win the Schweppes Oaks and the Queensland Oaks. Not quite as daunting a task as you might think, because only 5 have attempted to do so, and 2 of those have run second. Joel, you found one to beat Egg Tart.
Yeah, I've gone 13 Shenandoah. I liked her a little bit in the roses, and gee, she was brave. 3 wide the trip, loomed up, and kept battling on really well. She was good at Flemington the start before. Just think she might be sort of peaking at the right time, drawn well, D. Oliver on. Should get her chance at a bit of a price to beat 2 Egg Tart in brilliant form this prep. Just continues to get better with each run. 4 Anna Royale, as I mentioned earlier, 2400 at Eagle Farm, and probably would have tipped her, but 2200 around Doomben, just a bit trickier. She's certainly going well. And 3 Dawn Wall, who comes into this 4 weeks between runs. She was scratched from the roses on the wet track and hasn't started since winning the bracelet, but she is pretty talented.
Look, Egg Tart's the one to beat. I've always kind of liked her. I've blackbooked her off her trial before. She's won an X4. I didn't expect her to graduate from Class 1 company to Group 1 company in 4 starts, however. She is the one to beat, but I'm just going to go with Oklahoma Girl. I think she represents the value. You draw a line through her form line with Kanedna in finishing second in the Doom and Roses. I think that does measure up, because Egg Tart just narrowly beat Kanedna in the Australasian Oaks. I think those are the 3 key chances, plus Anna Royale, who has found the line well in that for third in the Australasian Oaks, and then came out and won the South Australian Classic last time over the 2500. So they're the main 4. Chris Waller with 7 in the race, very interesting. But I'm with 6 Oklahoma Girl each way.
And the last at Doomben, race 8, IPG Marketing Solutions Helen Coghlan Stakes, 1200 listed fillies and mares, Joel.
I've gone with 8 Bonnie O'Reilly. She's going to be favourite, but she's hard to ignore. She's clearly a promising mare. Won her last 4. Last horse to beat her was the Smart In Her Time. She's won 2 from 2 this prep, just going through the grades. And this is a nice step for her. They're still looking at the Stradbroke next Saturday, which could be a chance if she wins on this Saturday. I've got her ahead of 5, Kinshachi. I think back to 1200's key to her. She's got a really good 1200 metre record. She was good first up too, off a wide run. 9 Not On Your Life needs good ground. She's been scratched a couple of times recently, may still be a run short, but she's a talented mare and she's got similar form to Kinshachi. And 17 All Over Bossa Nova, really good last start, just got run down by Tactical Advantage. She's a speedy filly. She's going to need to be from that tricky gate, but have thrown her in for 4th.
Yeah, tricky race. I'm keen on Maternal, but my confidence has been sapped with that outside barrier it's going to be awfully hard to for her to win from there. Do they go fully forward and try and dominate from outside the lead like they did last time? But this is a stronger race, so I'll be tipping her, but how much I'll be having on her, I'm not too sure. It just depends on how much money I've got in the wallet by that stage of the day.
All right, have you got a second, third and fourth for that race?
No, I don't like it. Nancy's one of mine that I've been following for a while. That's always consistent. And with Damien and Brown on the board, they'll be throwing in the multiples. And the stablemate, Kinsashi's also got a bit of a chance with Biddy Bay. But no, Maternal, I'm keen on.
Okay, that wraps up a big meeting at Doom. And Joel's best race two, number four, Seller Girl. Value race three, number 10, Heart of a Warrior. Yours, Carl?
Sorry, I just flicked over the page. Best bet, well, I will go with earlier in the day. I'm keen on race number three, which is Payroll, and the value bet is Oklahoma Girl in the Oaks.
Okie dokie. They're racing at Moonee Valley this Saturday, rare Saturday meeting for the Val. And what have we found there in terms of a best bet and long shot, Joel?
Not a bad card, some decent sized fields. I'm sort of going to be banking on horses running on earlier in the day, hopefully. I like Damn Ready in race three, stack of pace in that race. He's drawn badly, but might pan out okay for him. He's a talented three-year-old. I like the form around Speedy Or and Egyptian Symbol. Nice recent trial win, and I'm just hoping he can, I'd say they're trying to ride him cold and get home over the top of what looks a strong speed. And in the first race, I know how strong that race is, and maybe an improver, a couple down the bottom, 10 and 11, Indrabeel and True Pride. I've got Indrabeel on top. They both come through the same race at Seymour. True Pride was caught wide and battled on well. And Indrabeel, don't think she looked all comfortable in between horses. She's really well bred. A full sister to Group 1 place, You're So Good, and from the family of Melito and Pariah. So maybe Indrabeel and to a lesser extent True Pride for a bit of value. But those two and Damn Ready will be the ones earlier in the card that I'm looking at.
Gee, this card, I liked several horses off nominations, and they've all drawn the car park. And one thing about Moonee Valley, I hate betting horses that draw wide. So, and you'd expect first meeting back there, it should race true. Those on speed up on the fence should have no disadvantage. I've gone with Here to There as my best, which is race five, number six. Should be up on the speed, barrier four, gets the 3 kilo claim for Jack Martin. Good winner two starts, go up Moorfield, and then last time was just a bit of a forgive run. Caught wide on the soft speed, so slow speed, I should say. So Here to There is my best bet. My lay of the day, if I can give one out, race six, number two, Have Another Glass. She's a South Australian mare, stakes placed at her past two starts, but I can't believe that she's $3.50 in this big wide open field. And as a result, I think Lopartiga, who comes out the same race, is great value. A good winner two starts go at Sandown Lakeside. So, yeah, hopefully that's not your best bet, Barks. Race six, number two, Have Another Glass.
It's not. As soon as you said your lay of the day, I thought it was going to be my best bet. But Lopartiga, though, barrier 15, I thought you hated him.
I know, I hate him, but they're all there. Even he's a ripper who's just crying out to draw a barrier. If he draws a barrier, he'll just bolt in. He's drawn barrier 9 in a 1,200-metre race.
Well, my best bet, I think we'll find, is going to be, yet another example of stupid sheep-like tipping. we all see, and particularly at the tendency of some of us tipsters, certainly not you blokes, because you're always thinking outside the square, but a lot of us, you see your horse is very unlucky, and then you just think, well, because it was unlucky last time, it's going to win this time. And I speak of The Passage, race four, number four, who marked as a $4.20 equal favourite in the winning post, and yet seven of our controversial eight-person tipster panel have got it on top, including me and Matt Hill, best of the day. I mean, kudos to Daniel Borg, who's gone for Barbie's Boy as his best of the day against it, and is the only one who hasn't tipped The Passage. But there's just no doubt The Passage is going to get rolled again. So anyway, having given that a good pump up, my value bet is race five, number three, Cheryl's Horse. Just love this.
What a story this is.
Is it?
Yeah, well, it's come from Hong Kong, Cheryl's Horse, and it's trained by Patrick Payne, and kind of show the early ability, then was going nowhere, transferred to Scott Brunton, and it's won like four or five in a row, and now it's back in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right, and I do, you know, I think that Tasmanian form is all right, and in fact, as I mentioned, when my bet of the week a couple of weeks ago was Chahitzi, and then scratched, and then goes to Echuca, and I say, nah, Wide Barrier, and it wins at bloody $8.30.
Four wide the trip.
Anyway,
you did mention it on the show last week.
I mentioned it, but then we both said, oh yeah, drawn wide though. So I can't really claim it. Anyway, that is the Valley. Rosehill Gardens is the venue for Sydney Racing on Saturday. Hole Fields, off-season fields, holding up quite well in Sydney. I think they're, you know, whatever they're doing up there, which obviously is mainly having a $100,000 race and having a few races that are restricted to country trainers and giving the smaller players a bit of a go, is working. Because, you know, often at this time of year you'd have very small fields in Sydney, wouldn't you? But solid fields and therefore good value, Joel. What have you found?
Waiting for the last race for my best. There, we're talking about wide barriers. There I am again, tipping from a wide gate. Leopari. Just thought he was ready to win after that run last start. He was super off a bit of a let up at Hawkesbury, just missed, and then last start he spent the first half of the straight trying to get into the clear. Stablemate was off and gone, Invincible, but Leopari was warming up. 1500 ideal. I think he's ready to win. He's just going to need a little bit of pace on and a good ride from Josh Parr. My value was Insensitor, race 2, number 8. Liked what Jason Coyle did with this filly last prep, just took her through her grades slowly at the provincials. She looked good, winning every time. She trialled really well before that first up run, hit the line hard behind Test the World, who she meets here again. Lightweight, New Universe, got a lot of respect for him. He's going to be hard to beat again, but thought with the pull and the weights, Insensitor was worth a bet each way.
Best of the day for me comes up in the last race, and or was it the second last? No, hang on. Yeah, it is the second last. Race 8, number 7, Sir Bacchus. This horse, third up from a spell. Last preparation, I think, was in career best form. He beat Snoopy, carrying 2.5 kilos more at Rosehill over 1,200 metres. Now he meets Snoopy 2.5 kilos less, so it's a 5 kilo weight swing from that victory back in August. Also, he beat Redkirk Warrior at Mooney Valley over the Cox Plate Carnival. Now, obviously, Redkirk Warrior was quite unlucky, but Sir Bacchus still had to get over the top and beat him. And he's two runs this campaign. The first up run was good with a big weight. The second up run, he was slow away, but strong through the line. Don't think 1400 will be an issue. And my value bet comes up in the last. It's race 9, number 8, Beretta. Now, this horse has won 5 races from 22 starts. In his 5 wins, he's either led or sat outside the leader. From his 5 runs this campaign, he's only led once, and that time he led throughout at midweek level at Canterbury. Hasn't been able to race up on speed from wide barriers he's passed to, but from barrier 4 with Rachel King aboard, I expect Beretta to land on speed and be tough to overrun. The last start effort at Warwick Farm was good, only the winner had a faster final 200 metres in the race.
All right, well, it's Carl's characteristic tactics there. You wait till the second last race, you save your money till the second last race, you have a big go at his best bet, then you've got a huge bank of which you only have to spend some on his value bet in the last. And that's exactly what's happening at Morphettville Parks, Carl, because your best is in the second last, race 7. That is the 1250 benchmark 75, and I speak of the Philip Stokes train, number 6, Entrancing. Sorry, that's Daniel Borg. Yours is, in fact, the Darren Weir train, number 5, Septimore.
You're scaring me. Yeah, Septimore. This horse second up from a spell. First up run was good at Ballarat. It was a sit sprint tempo. It was held up for a run at the top of the straight and just didn't quicken then once the gap emerged, but did enough through the line. Second up should be fitter. Step up in distance. Draws barrier 4. Should just sit one out, one back. Harbour Grey and also Entrancing should slide forward from wider barriers and provide Septimore with the run of the race, and under those circumstances I think he'll be hard to beat. He is quite a consistent horse to follow. And in race 8, I think I've gone with 15 House of Wax as the
value. You have, yes.
Yep. And this horse I made my value bet last week, and a little bit annoyed with the ride, it must be said. Barrier 3, the tactics were probably given by the stable, so you can't be too filthy on the jockey, but from barrier 3, they sat a lot closer than House of Wax usually does, and they went a little bit hard, and House of Wax was found wanting over the final 200 metres. He was just one paced and ran sixth, beaten 3 lengths well, from the wide barrier on the weekend, I hope they've just got no option but to go back, and I'm hoping that House of Wax will regain his best form and finish home over the top. You draw a line through his form behind Murty 5 runs ago, and Cheesy's going to be hard to beat in that field.
All right, Belmont is the venue again for Perth racing on Saturday. Joel, there is a Group 3 race. That is the Belmont Sprint, where your value bet comes up, but we don't have to wait till late in the day for your best to build a bank, because we're going race 1, number 1.
G-Boss, back in town. Look, this horse is, he's talented. He can mix it up a little bit, but you look at his form last prep, where he beat Dainty Tess and had a second to that talented filly, and he's right in this. His first up run was okay. He settled back and just held his ground, but Blinker's first time might just sharpen him up, and I don't think it's an overly strong race. So hopefully we can get the turkey early, and as you mentioned, my value bet is in the Belmont Sprint, the feature race 7, Group 3 level at weight for age. I've gone number 7, Great Shot. Most of these ran first up in the Roma Cup, and he was okay. He got back to midfield, just held his ground. He's much better when he can race up on the pace, and I expect him to be ridden more forward over the 1400. Therefore, he can improve. To beat 1, Scales of Justice, obviously one of the West's more exciting gallopers, so he will attract plenty of interest first up there on Saturday. 3, Rock Magic, who won the Roma Cup, and 5, Durindal. Out to the 1400s, the obvious tiny query with him, but he's racing well in Perth.
Just getting back to your best bet there, Joel, we've got a horse called G Boss, a jockey called F Kersley, and the trainer is M Lane. I mean, imagine if the trainer was Gurner's Lane. Then you would have the horse training, the jockey, and the trainer riding the jockey. Anyway, that's enough of that. Whanganui is the main venue for New Zealand racing on Saturday, Joe. We've got a couple of listed races. What do you got for us there?
We have Whanganui. We have the best bet in the feature, one of the features, the listed AG Challenge Stakes, race 8, and it is the mare, number 8, Under the Moonlight. She's a really consistent mare. She's already won at black type level, and she looks bursting to win another one. Her form this time in has been really good, with 3 placings, including a couple at black type level. I think she can get the cash. My value bet is race 3, number 6, McCullum. Liked his work early in his career. He won 2 or 3 early, and he's come back this prep in good order with a 4th and a 2nd. He looks ready to break through 3rd up. Ellerslie is the other meeting. Best bet is Do I Know You, race 6, number 7. A bit of a surprise winner, 2 back. Stepped up to black type company last start and showed it wasn't a fluke with a really good 2nd. Just loving the wet tracks at the moment. And my value bet is Strider, race 8, number 10. Showed nice improvement, 3rd up from a spell to figure in the placings, and just needs to run up to that to be an each way hope again.
All right, that leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Friday, we've got full form guides for the meetings at Geelong and Wagga, and fields for the other two. Saturday, our usual extremely comprehensive coverage. Sunday, we've got 4 full form guides, include 4 in 4 different states. We've got Victoria, massive, massive meeting at Sportsbet Ballarat. A big meeting too at the Sunshine Coast. And we've got, it's a showcase meeting at Dubbo, is it not, Joel? It's
fairly, yes.
Yeah, and it's, and we've got, Devonport is the other one. So, and fields for everywhere else. So, plenty of reading as well. We've got Joel, you've done an interview with Chris Anderson, who has got a long shot hope in the Oaks. We've got Paul Richards has done a Q&A with Toby Edmonds, another up-and-coming trainer up in Queensland. And we've got Shane Templeton, Tony Kneebone, all your favourite columnists as well. Finally, our best $20 bet of the weekend. Despite having completely potted my thought processes, I am going to stick with race 4, number 4 at Moonee Valley, the Passage. Joel?
Order again got the cash for us last week, so we've got our tails up, and we'll wait till the last at Rose Hill, race 9, number 4, Leopari.
And I'll go Morphville Parks, race 7, number 5, Septimol.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.